Good morning, everyone. Kind of a holiday takeaway for you this morning, and I hope it's not too...
startling?
Not startling, but just sort of depressing. As we contemplate all these new pat-downs and airport security measures, it's easy to forget that there are thousands and thousands of nuclear missiles aimed at the United States, left over from the Cold War and unaddressed by any treaty other than the pending START treaty, which looks like it may be stalled in the Senate at this point.
No, everything's stalled in the Senate at this point, right?
And those missiles need no terrorists to transport them to the United States. And, of course, there are a comparable number of missiles aimed at points east from the United States left over from the Cold War, all part of what the negotiators are supposedly trying to build down, a centerpiece of the Obama foreign policy, but it looks to be threatened at this point. And then, of course, we talked about North Korea.
Yeah.
And not only do they have a, as one of our guests said, a plutonium track for developing weapons, this new reactor suggests there's a uranium track as well for highly enriched uranium. So to talk about whether the Obama administration should pursue the START treaty at this point, even though some in the Senate have said they're going to try to slow this down, we return to Daryl Kimball, who's executive director of the Arms Control Association. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Thanks again, Mr. Kimball.
Yes.
And John Noonan joins us now from Arlington, Virginia. He's a former missile launch officer. He's worked on the START treaty negotiating teams, was a missile launch officer for 5 years. Mr. Noonan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's hold on North Korea for a moment, because it's a different, fundamentally different kind of threat. But the scale is interesting. North Korea may have enough material for 5, 6, 7, 8 bombs if they enrich uranium, maybe it'll double that within the next 5, 10 years. The Russians right now have tens of thousands of missiles aimed at the United States. Why shouldn't we sign a START treaty yesterday, Daryl Kimball?
Well, the United States and Russia did sign the new START treaty back in April of this year, and it's been pending in the Senate for several months now. This treaty would reduce the number of deployed warheads on each side by about 30%, bring the number down on each side to 1,550, and it would reestablish a verification and monitoring system that allows each side to understand much, much better the nature of the nuclear forces on each side. So it's important for predictability and transparency, a better U.S.-Russian relationship. And it is a treaty that can and I think ultimately will be approved this year by the Senate. The votes.
All right, hold on just for a second. Let's get a comment from our other guest. It's Daryl Kimball, who's executive director of the Arms Control Association. We'll talk about the politics in a second. I gather, John Noonan, that you think this treaty is flawed, despite the fact that the Senate has held 12 hearings into the START treaty. The Armed Services Committee has conducted 6 of those hearings. You think it's flawed?
I don't think the treaty is particularly flawed. Certainly there are concerns on the GOP side. I think most of the concerns in the Senate stem from the actual process and how START was negotiated and signed, as opposed to the actual cuts, which are relatively benign. Like Daryl said, who knows the treaty very well, compared to other arms treaties, this is not a massive cut to our nuclear forces in any way. GOP senators are concerned. One, they feel as if the treaty was rushed through. Whether you agree with that or not, you can decide on your own.
Well, do you agree with that? Was it rushed through? I mean, it's been around for years. There have been, you know, a dozen hearings at least.
We're about par for the course on the passage of arms control treaties. Usually they take several months up to a year, but this is the first one that has been expected to be voted on during the lame duck session of Congress, which is unusual. And I think that many people in the GOP have an issue with that, and they have other concerns that they'd like to see the negotiating record, which the Obama administration has not released. And although the treaty does not limit missile defense in any meaningful way, like many people on the Republican and the GOP side have said, I think there are GOP senators who want more reassurances that our offensive strategic forces, non-nuclear offensive strategic forces, won't be limited, and missile defense won't be limited.
All right, let's get a comment, John Noonan, from Daryl Kimball. Do you buy the idea for? And you started to say something about the political likelihood of this ratification during the lame duck session. Do you buy that notion that it doesn't really reduce missiles in any meaningful way?
Well, There have been 900 questions asked by senators on the treaty, 900 questions that have been answered. There have actually been over 20 hearings on this treaty. The record is quite robust, and the questions that we're hearing about from some senators right now were the same questions that they were asking in July and August, and the questions have been answered. And I think many of these questions in issues that are being brought up two, three times over again in order to stall this and push this into 2011. I mean, the facts are that this is a strategic arms reduction treaty that does not affect the United States' future missile defense capabilities. This is a treaty that has a very robust verification system. Without this treaty, as you all noted, there are going to be no boots on the ground, no U.S. inspectors in Russia.
Let's hold on that for a second then, because before we go, and, you know, we could talk about this for another half an hour, obviously, but the question of urgency, I think, is important for all of our listeners. What's the worst threat? Languishing the START treaty with the U.S. and Russia on nukes, or allowing North Korea to develop this new capability? Daryl Kimball, you first, and then John Noonan before we go. Daryl?
Well, these are both problems that we have to deal with and problems that we can deal with. And I think the biggest risk of not promptly approving the new START treaty is one of American leadership. The world's going to wonder what it is the United States can do if it can't approve this very modest agreement with Russia. That's good for our work working with Russia against Iran and other threats around the world.
A huge setback for the Obama administration. Then Daryl Kimball is executive director of the Arms Control Association. John Noonan, your comment on what is the worst threat, failing to deal with the U.S.-Russia missile capability or North Korea?
Well, I'll disagree with Daryl on this point. I don't see the START treaty as being linked to the North Korean nuclear program in any real meaningful way. I think it's apples and oranges here. Both are very serious, and I think that with North Korea, you have a very serious proliferation concern that you don't really have with the Russians.
So it's more serious, North Korea?
I would say it's more serious, yes.
All right. John Noonan, former missile launch officer, who's worked on START treaty teams until 2010 and was a missile launch officer for 5 years, on the line from Arlington, Virginia. You'll recall we also spoke with Daryl Kimball, the executive director of the Arms Control Association, talking about threats in North Korea and threats to not ratifying the START treaty, which is currently before the U.S. Senate.